The flu has killed more than 600 people in the Carolinas this flu season, according to state health department reports. The flu season officially comes to an end May 31st. Dr. Charles Brochet of Novant Health in Charlotte says this has been the worst flu season since the swine flu pandemic in 2009-2010.
So our emergency departments and our urgent care centers and our hospitals were just, you know, absolutely overflowing with flu patients and people suffering from complications of the flu.
Novant had a 60% increase in positive flu tests this flu season over last year. Atrium Health also saw a lot of flu patients, the peak of which was in January and February. Dr. Katie Passaretti is the medical director of infection prevention at Atrium Health. She says the health system did significantly more virtual and e-visits with patients during flu season.
Now, I think it's something that could be done even when the flu season isn't as severe, because at any point you don't really want to be bringing super symptomatic people into a, you know, waiting rooms, enclosed areas and whatnot.
Both hospitals restricted visitors at points this year. This year's flu vaccine was 36% effective. That may seem low, but CDC data shows previous years the vaccine ranged from 10% effective at its lowest to 60% effective at its highest.